It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Want to let you know that if you're thinking about Mayo Park, it is a, more or less, we used to say a well-kept secret. The secret is out, and ladies and gentlemen, they stay booked up on the weekends a lot with RV campers, but they also have primitive tent sites available, and they also have cabins available. Now, the nice thing about the cabins, they can sleep up to 9 people. They are heated and cooled. Now, it's not a bathroom there in the cabin, but the bathrooms are close by the cabin. So, if you've got a group of friends that want to go to Mayo Park and do some camping, lots of fun activities for you down there, including disc golf. They have horseshoe pits for rent, canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards. So, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of fun to be had right there at Mayo Park. Tell us more, LeBron.
That is correct, Rob. It's always something to do at Mayo. You know, we had a very busy year, very, very busy this past weekend, Rob. So, but I always encourage people to come on out. I always say, just come on out there and get lost. But however, we are taking reservations for next year. I had a couple people that come in this past weekend and make some reservations for next year. So, if you're into camping in any shape, form, or fashion, people know you better plan ahead, you know, at Mayo Park. We do have canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards. We still have those for rent. So, the water is still nice and cool, nice and warm. Come on out and enjoy it before the water does turn cool. My fishermen guys, be on the lookout. We will be having some tournaments coming up in October. I haven't set the date, but I guarantee I will have the date set between now and next Tuesday for us, Rob. But again, come on out and enjoy Mayo Park. Enjoy our trails. The leaves will be starting to turn here soon. What better place to visit than Mayo Park in the fall of the year, Rob?
Mayo Park is located 1013 Newell Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building. You're free to stop by and just say, hey, do you mind if I ride around and check out the park? They'll say, help yourself. 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. If you're one that likes to kind of check out things on the internet, be sure to check out PersonCountyNC.gov. PersonCountyNC.gov. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department here in Roxborough and Person County. Now, LeBron, you just mentioned off air about it's a free movie going on coming up on Friday, and you say the name of the movie is Cinderella?
That is correct, Rob. So actually the next two Fridays, Rob, we do have free movies going on. So this Friday night, September the 9th, we will be showing the free movie at the Kirby. The movie that we will be showing is Cinderella. It's a free, 100% free movie. However, we do ask for monetary donations. If you want to give 50 cents, $5, $2, $3, whatever your heart desire, but just know you're giving back to a good cause. But needless to say, that is this Friday night at the Kirby, starting at 6:30. We'll be showing the movie Cinderella. I'm not sure, Rob, of the fundraiser that this is for, but just know that the money does stay here locally in the community. So if you're not doing that this Friday night, I think the Rockets football is on the road this week. So it's not really, you know, much going on that I know of around the town. But needless to say, if you're looking for something to do, come on out this Friday night and watch the movie Cinderella at the Kirby starting at 6:30. Also, Rob, next weekend, next Friday, we will be showing another movie at Mayo outside up under the lights. And we've been doing that once a month. So come on out next Friday. Also, that movie is 100% free to come out and watch the movie that we'll be showing at Mayo next Friday night. The movie does start right at dark. Bring your lawn chairs, bring your blankets, or the case may be, and come on out and enjoy a good time at Mayo.
Sounds like a lot of fun things going on. Now, the free movie at the Kirby, they will be accepting monetary donations to go for whatever entity that it's a fundraiser for that night. They will have the snack bar open. So talk about a nice night out and a free movie to be. You can't beat that in beautiful Uptown Roxborough. And that will be on September the 9th. And then, LeBron, you say y'all have a free movie on Saturday night, the 17th?
The 16th.
The 16th, Friday.
Yeah, next two Fridays, the 16th, we'll be at Mayo Park, up under, in the amphitheater, up under the lights. So, you know, the movie starts right at dark. It's kind of hard to say what time it's going to start. But, you know, Rob, here lately, you know, time is getting darker quicker, and it doesn't get light as quick as it was. So the time is starting to change on us. But needless to say, come on out next Friday night. That movie is also free at Mayo.
At Mayo Park, you need to take your lawn chairs and a blanket, either or, which one you want, or take both. Now, LeBron, I know sometimes you will have a food truck there for the movies at Mayo Park, but whether it's a food truck there or not, are people allowed to bring their own snacks?
Yes, please bring your own snacks. You know, you are welcome to bring your own snacks, bring your own drinks, bring whatever your case may be. If you didn't want to bring your own popcorn, we don't have a problem with you using our microwave to pop your popcorn. But the main thing is, Rob, just come on out next Friday on the 16th and have a good time with us at Mayo. It's always something to do, always something going on that we have. We also, Rob, just be on the lookout and be listening. Our fall programs is dates will be finalized here in the next coming week. So be on the lookout and be listening for our upcoming programs that we will be offering at Mayo and in the Parks and Recreation System.
Always plenty to do and lots of fun in Roxborough and Person County with the Parks and Rec Department. Again, you can call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. If you need to call the main Parks and Rec office that's located at Huck Sandsbury, 336-597-1755. The Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxborough. The Kirby Gallery, 336-597-1709. And they're open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5. Saturdays 10 to 4. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov, PersonCountyNC.gov, for more information on the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. LeBron Street is our guest this morning, talking about playing in person. Now, LeBron, you all are scheduling a trip. When I say you all, talking about the Parks and Rec Department, a trip to Charleston, South Carolina, correct?
That is correct, Rob. You know, I always say, you know, we always got something going on in the Parks and Rec system with different trips, athletics, or at Mayo. So with that being said, Rob, we are scheduling a trip down to Charleston, South Carolina. The price, you know, I always say the price that we offer is very hard for you and your family to get that rate, to get the discounted rate. So with that being said, if you're thinking about going to, you want to go to Charleston, South Carolina, give us a shout, give us a try, and guarantee you will not be disappointed. As always, Rob, we need as many people as we can to sign up for this trip, because the more that way the trip will be able to be funded. But give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or to get registered for the upcoming trip to Charleston, South Carolina. The trip is coming up. You still have a little bit of time to sign up for it. But more than anything, Rob, we just need as many people as we can to sign up, because we don't want to cancel the trip because of lack of participation. So if you know a friend, tell a friend to come on out and go with us to South Carolina this fall.
336-597-1755 is your phone number you can call to get more information on that trip. They can even email you information about the trip. Also, stop by the Maine Parks and Rec office right there at Huck Sandsbury for more information. Go ahead and get signed up. And you can make payments on the trip, but you have to have it paid for by a certain deadline. LeBron, now again, a free movie at the Kirby this Friday night, and then a free movie at Mayo Park the following Friday night, correct?
That's 100% correct, Rob. So if you're not doing that this Friday, come on out. It's for a great cause at the Kirby. Again, it's a free movie, but we do accept monetary donations. And just know you're giving back to a good cause, and it stays right here locally in the county.
Something else I want to let you know. If you're thinking about camping at Mayo Park anytime soon, make your reservations ASAP or even sooner, because they book up really fast. Now, if you want to do camping at Mayo Park between, say, maybe Monday and Thursday, they do have openings during the week. But the weekends is when they are just jammed, packed, full. So just contact LeBron Street by calling 336-597-7806 for more information about camping at Mayo Park. That is, if you have an RV, they have water and electric hookups. They also have a dump station available, and they have cabins available for rent. And they also have primitive campsites available. Something else we had mentioned this morning, picnic shelters free to use. If you want to reserve one for a certain date and time, it is a charge of $25. LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning sharing some good news.
Yes, my pleasure. You all listeners have a great day.